British pop singer Marianne Faithfull was best known for her connection to the Rolling Stones. In the 60s, she was part of their notorious entourage and had a hit covering one of their songs, As Tears Go By.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play.
After many years struggling with addiction, Faithfull has come into her own as a raw and powerful singer. And as her new album of covers proves, she still has a way with other people's songs. Critic Will Hermes has this review.
Despite the constant flood of new music, people still like to insist it was all better in the 60s or the 80s or whenever. But Marianne Faithfull, who has survived a bunch of musical decades, recognizes that right now is a golden era of its own. Her new record, Easy Come, Easy Go, is all covers, but alongside old standards are what might be some new ones. My favorite song from Nico Case's last record is called Hold On, Hold On. Faithfull's version here, with her signature scorched earth vocals, may even be more poignant than the original.
That echo chorus lied to me with its hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. In the end, I was a mean girl, or somebody's in between girl. Now it's the devil I love, and that's as funny as real love. I leave the party at 3 a.m. alone, thank God.
The song selection here, like any good covers collection, plays to the singer's personality and history. It wasn't until I heard Faithfull's cover of The Crane Wife 3 by the young Anglophile American rock band The Decemberists that I realized the group's entire songbook would probably sound great sung by a British woman of a certain age, especially with harmonies by goth rock veteran Nick Cave, who joins in here.
Each feather, it fell from skin, till threadbare and she grew thin. How were my eyes so blinded? Each feather, it fell from skin, and I will hang my head, hang my head low. And I will hang my head, hang my head low.
The material on Easy Come, Easy Go isn't also recent. Besides songs by Morrissey and the experimental folk group Espers, there's a haunting reading of Duke Ellington's Solitude and a dreamy version of Smokey Robinson's Ooh, Baby, Baby. But my favorite of the older standards is the version of Merle Haggard's Sing Me Back Home. It's set in a prison's death row, and Faithfull's ravaged vocals get even more ravaged backup from Keith Richards, her Rolling Stone partner in crime so many years ago. It's a perfect example of how a great interpreter can make the song's truth their own, no matter when the song was written or what its literal meaning is.
Oh, please take
Critic Will Hermes reviewed Marianne Faithfull's new album, Easy Come, Easy Go. You can hear songs from the album at nprmusic.org.
Before I die, I remember Sunday morning.